children if mom's not the carrier. And so this is something that I always encourage moms to do when they're going to be breastfeeding, but I have learned that we need to ask our clients and have them fill out a Candida questionnaire. We need to have them fill out a wellness profile. The number of pregnancies are also, if we're dealing with a mom that's on her fourth or fifth pregnancy, we're going to find that she may be a more likely candidate to be a carrier and to have thrush issues and problems with nursing. And so we want to really work with moms during pregnancy, before pregnancy, to be able to make sure that they are not going to be having to have candida in their system, which can also give a lot more morning sickness issues. It is definitely going to hurt the assimilation of nutrients and the growth of babies. We find more low birth weight babies when there's major problems for moms in this area. Another problem we find when there is a candida overgrowth in the body, and this is a very important point to understand for problems in heart health issue. We have found through a lot of studies that CoQ10, the enzyme, and Shackley's product to help us get the CoQ10 enzyme is CoQ Heart. Well, CoQ10, that enzyme that is so important for healthy heart tissue, the muscle, is absolutely affected when there is a candida overgrowth. There was a study that was printed by Dr. Elmer Crone, looking at, in this booklet, in 2001, Medical Hypotheses. As they had been working and studying heart patients that needed to be given CoQ10, they found that if there was an overgrowth of candida albicans in the GI tract, that it was hindering the availability and also interfering with therapeutic effects of the CoQ10. And this made a huge clinical problem, and in terms of how to administer what types of drugs, because all of the heart drugs affected the CoQ10 absorption. They definitely know that statin drugs lower that in heart health and increases the problems for heart attacks, high blood pressure. And so they have found that it's very important when you're dealing with also senior citizens, when you're dealing with anyone that may have high cholesterol issues, when you're dealing with people that have heart history health issues in their family, maybe some genetic conditions, we've got to start giving some candida questionnaires to people in that area, because we're going to find that even if they're taking CoQ10, they're not going to be absorbing it if they are having any issues of candida overgrowth. This is a huge problem that we're seeing. And so we need to be working as people that are trying to help through nutritional symptomology and questionnaires, which have been working great. We've got to start working more in this area for heart health also. Another area that we need to look at is that the liver actually begins to become overwhelmed when people have candida overgrowth because of the toxicity level. Your liver is your blood cleanser for the body. And for many people that I've worked with, as I've done histories of antibiotic use, and it goes way back, years and years back, where they had antibiotics, they never reestablished healthy flora by taking anything like an acidophilus and bifidus supplement. They never did anything like that. They've used all kinds of drugs, and they've done it for years. And their toxicity level, the systemic level of toxins that the candida has produced, that all of the allergens in the blood have produced, have really weakened the liver in their body. So this is another problem that we have to work with. And this can be turned around also. All of these things that I'm talking about, though they may be overwhelming as you're listening and as you're thinking, oh my gosh, of yourself or of clients that you've worked with, everything can be turned around. We're almost at the end of the hard part of what we're listening, and then we can get into the exciting part of how we can actually help people and turn this around. But the final area that I really need to talk about that we have seen major problems is in working with autoimmune disease patients. In all arthritis, whether it's osteo or rheumatoid, in fibromyalgia, and in all other